Once upon a time, long ago, the gods made Aeolus the keeper of the four winds. He lived far to the west, across a sea as flat, blue, and warm as the summer sky. His islands floated like oak leaves, drifting across the water in whatever direction he liked. And he had a beautiful daughter named Alcyone. Far away, the Titan of the Dusk and Titaness of the Dawn gave birth to the Morning Star. In time, he fell in love with the princess of a land called Trachis, which used to stand by the blue shores of the Malian Gulf. They married and had a son named Caix, who grew into a handsome and gentle young man. Because the winds often rise at dawn and dusk, Aeolus came to know the Titans and the Morning Star. This was how their children, Caix and Alcyone, came to meet one night as they walked along the dusky beaches of Trachis. They fell in love as the light of the Morning Star rose in the sky above, and were married soon after. From the moment of their first kiss, Caix shone like a star as well, with the radiance of his father, a testament to their true love. But not even the children of winds and stars are immune to those designs spun for us by the three fates, for they are weaving women who perch on the edge of the world and pull the strings that shape our paths, deciding what the future will hold. The fates pulled a string and directed the course of our heroes' futures in a direction neither of them could ever have imagined. Caix had a brother, and stories tell us that some tragedy befell him, although we can't be sure precisely what it was. Did he also fall in love with the daughter of the four winds, or did he want to shine as brightly as his brother? We cannot say. All we know is that one day he left home and climbed the slopes of Mount Parnassus, the holy mountain of Apollo, god of music, prophecy, and the sun. When he reached the top, the brother of Caix stumbled and fell. He could feel the soft air on his fingertips, almost as if he was flying, not falling. And then he did fly, catching the thermal breezes of new golden wings. He beat his wings, which carried him high above the rocky ground, and he was saved. That was thanks to the god of the mountain, mighty Apollo himself. Seeing what had happened, Apollo had taken pity on the man and transformed him into a soaring hawk. As the long golden feathers of his new wings caught the wind, the brother ascended up and away over the blue horizon. he lived out the rest of his days riding the warm updrafts around Mount Olympus. But he never returned home again. Kayix mourned this change in his life. For the first time since he fell in love, his radiance dimmed. Alcyone worried to see the wrinkles on his brow. He longed to find answers about what had happened to his brother. So he decided he would take a ship to Delphi, where the famous oracle lived. If anyone could help him understand what had taken place, it would be her.